On Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a neat thing that's going to be coming up Saturday, December the 14th, and it's an evening with Santa, and it's hosted by the Lions Clubs of Lunaway, and I'm happy to have on the program with me to tell us more about it, Laura Van Sickle. And Laura, so good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you, Dale. It's great to be here.
And this is has turned out to be an annual event, hasn't it, Laura?
Yes, it is, and it's so much fun. The kids just love it.
All right. This is, I mentioned about the date, but where and when is it going to be held?
It's going to be held Saturday, December 14th, and it's at Heritage Park, way in the back. It's at the Stubnit Center building.
That's a nice building.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's the path with all the decorations for Christmas, you just follow the lights on the paved road.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of neat, too, to be able to go back there and see the lights throughout the paths throughout Heritage Park, too. So they'll have an opportunity to see that, too. Well, this is an evening with Santa, so you've got a lot of help help out on this. But first, let's talk about what's going to be happening. What are some of the things that will be happening during an evening with Santa?
Well, that evening, it'll be offered from 5:30 until 8. We will have hay rides offered. Each child that comes into the event will be given a craft bag. We will have games for children to play. We will have Santa. You will be able to get your picture with Santa and sit on his lap and tell him what you would like for Christmas. We will have toys that will be given away every 15 minutes. Each child will be given like a little ticket, and we will pull numbers and give toys away to every child that comes in if your number's drawn.
Sure.
And those were donated by the Manchester Lions Club. We will have refreshments for everybody. We have cookies, and we will have hot chocolate and punch for everybody. And then we will be giving away books that have been donated by the Tecumseh District Library, Great Start Collaborative, the Lunaway District Library, and our Lions Club. And each child will be given a book, and they can choose what book they would like.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that'll be great. Boy, I'm sure that will just brighten up the eyes of those children, too, when they see that they can get a book.
Yes, and you get to choose what book you'd like.
Yeah, that's nice. You've got a lot of help, and, of course, this is being put on by the Lions Clubs of Lunaway. So tell us about the clubs that are involved in this, Laura.
Yes, our motto is We Serve. And we serve the community. We like to do good for everybody. So with this in mind, we are helping people come together on this wonderful evening. And it's just a great, fun family event.
Yeah. So the Lions Club, of all the Lions Clubs that are here in Lunaway County, are helping out on this, I understand, right?
That's correct. We have Blissfield, we have the Adrian Breakfast, we have the Adrian Evening, we have Clinton, and that's who's helping us out.
As well as Manchester, too, huh?
Yes, Manchester is coming all the way in to help us.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, they're great neighbors.
Yes, they are.
Well, it's so nice to be able to have such collaboration. Not only with all the Lions clubs in the area, but also the collaboration and help that you've been getting from local businesses, too, Laura.
Yes. We have support from LENCO Ed Credit Union, TLC Credit Union, Community Action Agency, County National Bank, McDonald's of Tecumseh, and McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson.
Wow, that's nice. And it's really great to be able to have these local businesses to help support a great event.
Yes, yeah. It is wonderful. We're all holding hands and helping the community.
That's right. That's right. Now, we talk about an evening with Santa. Who can come to the evening then?
Anybody who wants to come and have fun for the whole evening, 5:30 to 8, come and have fun, get refreshments. Children can get a book, sit on Santa's lap, have a hayride.
Yeah.
Enjoy the time.
Yeah, exactly. And this is Free?
This is free.
All right. Yeah, that's the main word, isn't it, Laura?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it's a fun time.
Yeah. Now, you say it runs from 5:30 until 8 o'clock. Do they have to be there right at 5:30?
Nope. You can come anytime.
Okay,
anytime between 5:30 and 8.
8 o'clock. Okay. So yep. Just in case, you know, depending on people's schedules, you know, whether or not when they can make it. So anytime between 5:30 and 8 o'clock then.
Yep. There's no set time for anything. Santa's there the whole time.
Great. Well, you know, it's good of Santa being able to give up some of his time during this busy time of the year, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We appreciate him.
Well, you know, this is a great thing, like you mentioned before, Laura, that the Lions Club of Illinois, as well as Manchester, are doing this. And this is just one of many things that the Lions Clubs do throughout the year, isn't it?
That is correct. We offer services for glasses. We offer services for canes. We have a reader program that we're working with the Adrian District Library on.
Nice. Yeah. Great. So, I mean, you're really involved and do a lot of things throughout the year, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. If they would like to be a member of the Lions Club, they can probably do that too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
They can come to the event and we'd be happy to help them.
And ask about, say, hey, well, I'd like to become a member of the Lions Club. Tell me a little bit more about it and you can sign them up, right?
That's correct.
Good deal. Good deal. Now, let's remind everybody once again, An Evening with Santa, hosted by the Lions Club of Illinois and, of course, Manchester, too. When and where it's going to be, Laura?
It is going to be held on Saturday, December 14th at Heritage Park. Follow the pavement and follow the lights back to the back of the park, and it will be from 5:30 until 8.
And there's signs. The signage has improved at Heritage Park, too, so that you see the signs to where it'll say the Stubnitz Center in
yes.
which direction to go to. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And we have signs up at the front also.
Nice. Yeah.
We have a couple of signs up front listing all our sponsors. And
nice. Yes. Great. Come one, come all, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Come one, come all, and have some fun.
There you go. All right. Well, Laura Van Sickle, thank you so much for being on the program and telling us a little bit more about that. Hopefully that people will put this on their calendars to make sure that they would stop out. Not only would it be a great time at the Stubnitz Center with An Evening with Santa, but I say once again, Laura, that they'll have the opportunity to see those lights at Heritage Park as well. So it'll be like a win-win for everybody, won't it?
Yes, it will. Come and have fun with Ho, Ho, Ho.
Laura Van Sickle, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having us, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.